Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in on a funky flashback Friday. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker and TJ Houshmandzadeh in for Chris Broussard. The crew will be back on Monday, and we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we continue to talk National Football League. The biggest game probably on Sunday, TJ, would you say, is the Rams at Green Bay. You know, two powerhouse teams in the NFC meeting. Last year, Green Bay beat the Rams in Green Bay in the playoffs, if you remember that. And the Rams come limping in, TJ. And I really want to get your take on this because you're high on Matthew Stafford. You've watched him light up some teams earlier in the season. And now the last couple of weeks, it's been a struggle. He's had back-to-back two interception games. He's had five turnovers in the last two games. Both Rams losses, probably the most shocking loss to me, was the Tennessee Titans when they came into L.A. without Derrick Henry. That was the one that I just was surprised that the Rams did not win. Not so much playing the 49ers, a division rival. You know that, TJ. It's different sometimes when you play division rivals, right, in games. And they were in San Francisco. But instead, they wound up losing that one as well. So how important is this game? First, I want you to give me a feel for Stafford's what's gone wrong of late. Can it be repaired, fixed? What's happening? And then we'll talk about the implications of this game.
What's gone wrong is simple, Rob. He just made terrible decisions, and they're not questionable decisions. They're terrible.
Bad.
They're terrible decisions. I mean, you look at the Tennessee Titan game. You're in your end zone. You have to know this. I can't hold the ball. I can't pat it. I don't want to get a holding call, which entails a safety, and I don't want to take a sack, which would be a safety. And so you have to know this pre-snap, throws a pick, okay. And then you do it again in the same game where you throw an interception. Oh, the guy dropped the ball. So it wasn't really your fault. It was a drop. Throw could have been better. Wasn't a great throw, but more than catchable. Hit him right in the stomach.
I got it. Yep. Okay.
And then you go to when they played the Niners. And it was like, what are you doing? Like they were just bad decisions. They were bad decisions. The one to OBJ, I don't mind that. That's a long punt. They had the ball on the 5-yard line. That no harm, no foul on that one.
Right.
And so that's not a big deal. It's just the other ones where you're like, what is he thinking? But it happens. He's human. Sometimes you're like, what am I doing today? And he just had those games back to back. They can't lose three in a row, Rob. They can't afford to with what's on the line. And if McVay is the coach I think he is, and better yet, if Stafford is the player that I think he is, you're going to be ready to go coming off of a bye week. I don't care where you're playing.
So you're saying they need to win this game, and you're expecting to go to Green Bay and win, not cover. But I think they're the favorites, but not of the line. You're talking about a straight-up win in Green Bay.
Yeah, I mean, I believe it's a one-point spread, and so that's basically a pick 'em. Yes, I expect them to win. When you look at it, OBJ, you would expect over this bye week, he has a good grasp of the offense. He should anyway. And if he doesn't, when we're in this huddle, we're in a no huddle, you line up on our side, our sideline will tell you to play, or Cooper Kupp or Stafford will have to tell you to play each time.
Right.
That's what you have to do to get him on the field to make plays, and that's just what you have to do. But, yeah, I expect them to go into Green Bay and come out victorious. You can't lose three in a row if you're one of the teams that can contend for a Super Bowl. You can't come into this game coming off of a bye week. Mm-hmm. Aaron Jones may not play.
Right. And they've had some other defensive players who were hurt. I don't know how many people.
Jair Alexander isn't playing. Za'Darius Smith isn't playing. And so you must win this game when you have Aaron Donald, Von Miller, Jalen Ramsey on the same defense. You got to win this game, and you got to prevent Davante Adams from taking advantage of you. I thought in that 49er game, it was like, all right, guys, it's Debo and it's Kittle. It's Debo and it's Kittle. Okay, y'all not going to adjust?
Right. There was no adjustment made.
They did it the entire game. Okay, let's put Jalen on one of them. Let's put Jalen on Kittle, or let's put Jalen on Debo. We got to take one of them out the game. And so just make some adjustments. You know, these coaches, you spend all this time and believing in your game plan. But if your game plan isn't working, you must change it.
All right, here's the other part. And, you know, I heard a lot of, oh, he feels like he's back in Detroit. Oh, the Stafford from Detroit has shown up or whatever. And this has always been one of my biggest knocks. And you know, TJ, I've covered him. I was in Detroit when he was drafted. I watched many of his games on home and road, not video, you know, at the game. And I covered most of his games for a long time. Obviously, the last 5 years I've been in L.A. But I've seen Matthew Stafford. And he has a nickname, Stat Padford, for a reason in Detroit, because people always felt like he padded stats against bad teams and put up, you know, numbers after the game is kind of out of hand and defense is relaxed. And this doesn't mean that he's not a talented guy. Calvin Johnson made it to the Hall of Fame in first ballot, right, playing on a losing team like the Lions and catching the ball from Stafford. But here are the numbers and what I would consider, and would you say these are commonplace or not? But here are the numbers for Stafford, basically, in what I consider the big four games. The big four games would be Arizona.
The Bucks,
the Titans, and the 49ers.
Call the Niners a big
No,
game.
I am. Only
just because they lost.
No. Only because that was a divisional game. And the Niners, and I'm going to put them in there because the Niners had lost 8 straight home games or something at that point. But it is a division game, and they're better than they have been playing. I'm just going to throw those 4 in there. He has 8 touchdowns. Hey,
why you didn't want to throw the Colts in? Look at the Colts. The Colts are playing well. Throw that game in there.
The Colts, I don't think the Colts were that good at that point.
They weren't. You're right.
All right. 8 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. Against everybody else, he has 16 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. Now, I guess my point is they've lost 3 of the 4 best games that they played this year. Does that concern you, or does it matter? They're 7-3, and that's what you look at. Or do you look at, and I'm asking you, who you beat and who you didn't beat? I mean, do you look at stuff like that, and does that matter?
It matters, and I look at it like the 49ers, I don't believe, will be a playoff team.
Okay.
And so if I swap a team and I throw the Colts in there and take out the Niners, it doesn't look as bad because the Colts will be a playoff team. And granted, they weren't playing the way they're playing now when they faced the Rams.
But you also got to admit that the Rams lost at home to Arizona and lost at home to Tennessee.
Yes, and the Tennessee game defense was fantastic, talking to Rams defense.
The Rams only gave up 170-something yards.
Fantastic.
And lost the game.
Stafford, he blew that game. And he owned up to it, and he understands that. But, yes, you take some stock, and you don't want to just beat up the teams you're supposed to beat up. And then all the very competitive games, you're losing. But he beat Tampa Bay.
No doubt. He played well in that game.
He has to figure out, and I believe he will, when I can take a chance, when I can't take a chance. Our defense is playing well. I can't put them in bad situations from my play. And playing as long as he's played, you would think he would know that. The offense is a little different. Playing in big games are different for Stafford. But he has big game ability. And so I know you call him Pat Stafford.
No, Stat Padford, right.
Stat Padding. Yes, Stat Padford. I believe he's going to win a playoff game with the Rams this year, and people that aren't believers, he's going to have to turn them – or non-believers, he's going to have to turn them into believers.
Okay. But,
yes, you have to take some stock into he didn't play well in those games because they lost, and quite honestly, it's never on one person.
No.
But he was the reason why.
And here's the other part is when you get to the playoffs, you're not playing the also-rans, right? The best of the league is in the playoffs, so that's why you want to see. And most of the time, you just got to play around 500 against the best team. You're not going to win every game, right? We all agree on that. I just think that because of what they went to get Stafford and gave up, he's got to win a Super Bowl. They went to the Super Bowl with Jared Goff. It ain't about winning a playoff game. It's about in his next 3 years in L.A., he's got to win a Super Bowl in order to call this a success. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. He has to take them to a Super Bowl.
No. They went to the Super Bowl already. Don't they have to win a Super Bowl?
I mean, that's a lot to say you have to win a Super Bowl. They went to the Super Bowl and they lost. He takes them to a Super Bowl. To me, it's a success. If they get to the Super Bowl, I truly believe they'll win it.
If they lose it, I'm just hypothetical. They lose their first playoff game, or he doesn't.
Ooh.
I mean, where would the heat be? Like, if would it be on McVay for giving up the kitchen sink? You know what I mean? And all these for this guy, or would it be on Stafford? I mean, I think this is a career chain altering. Way you look at a guy, because if he doesn't have the success that people are thinking, they're going to think that all those numbers and whatnot that he put up in Detroit or whatever weren't real anyway.
It depends on how they lose.
If he doesn't play well, right.
If the defense
gives up 45, yeah. You're not going to blame it on Stafford.
Exactly. If he plays well and he does his part, obviously, you wouldn't blame him. But the Rams, they must play well. And it's obvious they have a better quarterback in Matthew Stafford than they had in Jared Goff. I mean, you look at the Detroit Lions now. They're very competitive, and they do a good job defensively. They just can't move the ball on offense. We're talking the Detroit Lions with Jared Goff. And the Rams, the last couple years, were a little stagnant offensively. They weren't as explosive as they are now. And so the trade, they got out of a big contract. Yeah, they gave up some picks. But they're better for it. And I don't see anybody out there saying, oh, my God, they should have kept Jared Goff. And if they are saying that, whoever's saying it, we shouldn't hear them because they make no sense. So they shouldn't be in the platform.
No, I'm not that. It's that you gave up everything. And you if you don't win, the franchise will be set back. I mean, they've given up all their big draft picks for the next couple of years. That's all. I mean, you could put all your chips in the middle of the table, but you better win.
You know what, though, Rob? When you say, oh, the franchise is set back, how many teams – let's go to the last 2-3 years. First-round picks hit. 50% bust rate. So why wouldn't I just get a proven commodity? We got to get out of this. Oh, these draft picks matter. Do they really? Matter?
NFL,
look at how
NFL,
many busts there are.
No, I get that, but in the NFL, it just seems as if it's hard to trade that many. I've talked to former GMs and people, and they think that they've really pushed all their chips, and if it doesn't work out, they will be, you know, they'll be in a tough spot. I'm not saying
them GMs you talking to, where they at?
Yeah, all right. Look at
all right,
you.
Exactly.
Just because you're not
exactly.
That don't mean that you don't have any knowledge, man.
No, I'm not saying they don't have knowledge.
Okay,
I'm just saying. They were me and you are.
Because the people in the league don't want to say anything. They won't admit it. But all right, 877-99 on Fox. You know how that works. 877-996-6369. And TJ just said it. The Rams and Matthew Stafford have to win the game. They can't lose 3 in a row. They can't lose to another good team, in this case, Green Bay. Are you buying it? And where are you with Stafford? Do you still believe in him, or do you have question marks? It is the Odd Couple on a funky flashback Friday here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay America. Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. It is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, on a funky flashback Friday. Rob Parker, TJ Houshmandzadeh, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Now let's welcome in Adam Kaplan, one of the best in the business from SiriusXM, and, of course, a Fox Sports Radio NFL insider. Adam, welcome to the program. How are you?
Guys, good to be back with you again. Hope you're having a good holiday.
Absolutely. The Dallas Cowboys didn't have a good holiday. Adam, explain this to me. What happened, Lucy? I mean, they're playing the Raiders. They had lost three in a row. The Cowboys, people were going crazy over a couple of weeks ago when they blew out the Falcons and where they are, and they could not win a game that they should have won at home.
Yeah, no doubt, because think about it. They're without two of their top three receivers, and they still score, 33 points?
Right.
It's their defense under Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn has done a great job of really turning this defense around. He's doing what he's really never done before. They're going with a lot of man coverage. He's junked the Seattle cover three. And they play relatively good defense this season. But I got to give the Raiders credit, although they did all they could to give the game away. And the game that the Cowboys pushed into overtime. It was one of these games. It was a knockout, drag-out fight. But, Rob, to answer your questions, it was their defense that just did not show up. It just didn't. They had struggles getting to Derek Carr, which is surprising. Derek Carr had been struggling for about two or three games up to this one.
Right.
Did a really good job. How about DeSean Jackson was a difference maker, all 34 years old of him. Just he has not lost his speed. It's just really remarkable. I've covered this business 21 years. I've not seen a guy not lose his speed at that age, but I defy anyone to show me any different.
Adam, I'll tell you what. Like, guys don't practice like they used to, man. Like, you go to some of these NFL practices now.
Yeah, I do.
They're not practicing on Wednesday and Thursday. They're literally standing on the side like a coach, and then they practice on Friday. Training camp is much easier. The emphasis – like, DeSean Jackson, I don't know if he speed trains every single year like he's getting ready for the combine.
He's got his own trainer. Yeah, Gary.
Gary out here. I mean, he speed trains every single year with Gary. Been doing it since he was 8 or 9 years old. And so that's the remedy. Y'all want to be like D-Jack. Y'all better.
Want to come back, man? I mean, yeah. You know, if you came back, man, you would only have to practice Friday anyway. No, it is true.
Hey, no lie, though. I can get open.
Within 5 yards.
I still got brakes like a Ferrari.
You know what's interesting, TJ? Believe it or not, there are two things that are happening in the league this year. Scoring is down. Why is scoring down? Teams are playing so much cover two, which means two deep safeties. Teams are saying, we are not giving away the deep ball. We're making you throw it in front of us. And that's what's happened here. That's why tight ends have never done this well. Now, last night, obviously, DeSean Jackson got loose for a bomb for 56 yards. It was a catch and run. And they almost scored again. In fact, the DB, Brown, felt so bad for him.
Hey, Dallas didn't get the memo that everybody's playing cover two this year. They didn't get the memo.
Right. They didn't this game. They didn't. Yeah, no. Dan Quinn was Mr. Cover Three. They're not doing that. Yep.
Adam, let me ask you about the Lions and people. Dan Campbell, I think I might take Campbell soup at this point. A can of Campbell.
He's struggling.
He's struggling. Like the way TJ, clock management, the way the game went for the Lions, and obviously you give up a 8.5-minute drive to end the game is a killer. But my question is, where the Lions could go winless, is there any chance that the Lions decide maybe Dan Campbell's not that guy, or if they played tight enough games to where you give the guy another year?
You know, it's interesting. So I'll give you an example. So when the Cardinals made a change and they made a change, obviously they went
right,
to Cliff
one
Kingsbury.
Year.
Right, right. His predecessor only got 1 year. Now, here's my understanding was Steve Wilkes would have kept his job if they were competitive. They really liked Steve. They were so not competitive the second half of that season. They felt like he either he's in over his head, staff wasn't good enough, whatever. Now, here's a damning thing about Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell hires Anthony Lynn, right?
Yep.
Dan Campbell took over the play calling. In his first year, Dan Quinn's not a play caller. Dan Campbell's not a play caller. He's a tight ends coach. He could coach offensive line, but Campbell's not a play caller. But he brought in Anthony Lynn. He had choices of other people. Anthony Lynn has called plays before, but he's not great at it, and he took over the play calling. And you could argue has really been better. In fact, I had a team that played the Lions said that they thought their run game design was good, that they're so bad at receiver, it's like, what can you do? They have the worst receiver core in the National Football League. It's not even close.
Right.
That's a fact.
And it's embarrassing what they're putting out there. And now, you said one thing is true. They play really hard for Dan Campbell. That's the only positive thing you could say right now with Dan Campbell as head coach. You can't say they don't play hard for him, and they play tight games. But you think about this. The Bears have all their timeouts left. I understand they have the ball inside their own 10-yard line. You've got to throw the football. You've got to make them call timeouts. Why are you running the football late? He doesn't understand clock management. You nailed it. He's struggling. He's really struggling on that,
and it showed. And I think people looking at that game are like, dude, he doesn't know what he's doing in that.
I don't think they'll pull the trigger on him because he's really well-liked in the building. I'm not saying never say never because I've seen guys get fired after the first year. And if they don't get a win, which it's almost hard to believe because they play so many close games.
But if you look at the schedule, I think they're going winless. And I remember I covered that team when they went 0-16.
Oh, man. Yeah,
and it feels like that to me. And that year they were getting blown out. They just weren't competitive.
Well, they could win in Atlanta in Week 16. They could win at Denver in Week 14. The thing about them is it doesn't seem to matter where they play. They're competitive everywhere. And I don't know if you guys know this. Up to 2 weeks ago, the road teams had a better record than home teams this season.
Right.
Which is ridiculous. But
man, they could beat the Broncos.
They can
beat the Falcons. They probably can beat the Seahawks the way they're playing.
Yeah, well, and Russell Wilson, and I know the finger's a problem. He's not even on the injury report this week, but the middle finger, the surgery is obviously he's just not right. Their offense, before he hurt his finger, was bad.
Yeah.
And keep an eye on this Pete Carroll situation. I still don't think they would pull the trigger on him. Pete also has personnel control if he wants it. But they are so bad offensively. And Pete's micromanaging of their offense for years has been a problem. And we know what happened with Russ in the spring. You know, obviously, he wanted out. He was
right.
That
noise. Adam, would I be crazy if I decide to pull the plug and to say, hey, we got to rebuild this. We can get stuff for him before he makes noise. You know what I mean?
The problem is they extended his contract. See, ownership, he's adored in that building. I'll tell Rob, if you and I were running the show, I'd say I want to run a younger head coach who is innovative, who wants to run a real NFL offense.
Right.
I know Pete doesn't call the plays, but he micromanages because he's a defensive guy. We see this all over the league.
God, he micromanager.
What's that?
Micromanaged every offensive coordinator they get. Yep. They pretty much do the same thing because Pete, it's forcing them.
Yeah, and I'm going to give you my scoop last year. It turned out to be correct. So to start the season, I had a pretty good scoop that said that Carroll finally gave in to coming out throwing in the first half. He was insistent that they run coming out of the chute, and the front office and coaches were on him for years. He finally said, okay, we're going to do it. So against Atlanta – in the game, week one, Russ went off. They came out throwing in the first half. And I don't know if you know this. He had 28 touchdowns passing in the first eight games.
Oh, yeah. He was the MVP.
He was unbelievable.
Right.
And then he pulled the plug on it. He didn't like it because their defense was bad. That's not the offense. That's not Brian Schottenheimer's fault. And Schottenheimer, what a shock. He had philosophical differences with Pete Carroll, and he was out.
Crazy. Hey, Adam, man, we appreciate the insight. And just real quick answer, who's winning that Green Bay Rams game on Sunday?
I'm going to pick the Rams. I'm very concerned about Aaron Rodgers' broken toe. And, you know, he didn't practice. He'll go through their workout tomorrow. Both starting corners are out. The Rams have got to show they come out. I'm very disappointed with how the Rams played before the bye, but I'm going to pick the Rams to win that game.
And if the Rams lose that game, given all the stuff that you said, what would that say about the Rams?
And then the Odell Beckham stuff, I know people saying it had nothing to do with it the last game, but I thought he and Stafford were not on the same page. Another thing is, you know, they changed their defense this year. They're going with a lot of zone coverage, playing more zone coverage than any team in the National Football League. I don't know if this is the right way to do it, so this is something else we'll be looking into in the future.
Okay. Hey, Adam Kaplan, we appreciate the knowledge. Thank you, my man.
All right, guys, thank you.
Yep, always a pleasure. All right, coming up next on The Odd Couple, is it too early to think about moving Russell Westbrook? TJ, I'm asking. It don't feel like it's working so far. I know it's still early. But is that a possibility for the Lakers? We'll talk about that and much more. It is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay America. Thanks for listening to The Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sportsbook, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, on a funky flashback Friday, a Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. Rob Parker and TJ Houshmandzadeh in for Chris Broussard. And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And the next hour, we're going to talk about Michigan and Ohio State, TJ, and that big game, Jim Harbaugh and his career. But I want to ask you a little bit about the Lakers, because you're a basketball head as well. Where are you on the Lakers? I know they're about 500. LeBron's been out, but I thought, and what I'm hearing is, LeBron ain't too happy with what's going on, especially with Westbrook, from the standpoint that they thought when they got him, when LeBron load managed or, you know, maybe was injured or whatever, things would still be good because they would have Anthony Davis and Westbrook out there. And they've lost to some bad teams and they've struggled. What do you make? Does Westbrook really fit? And I've heard from some people thinking that there's a chance that the Lakers might try to make a move if at the halfway point if this thing doesn't get better sooner.
I mean, we're not playing the way you need to play to be a championship team. On the defensive end, for sure.
Nobody's playing defense. I mean, it's pathetic.
No. And it's like they don't help each other. I mean, guys getting layups, open shots. You're not boxing out, so they're getting extra possessions. But when you say they're going to move Westbrook, they had a chance to get Buddy Hield, which they needed with shooting.
He wasn't sexy, but he fit, don't you think?
Who are they gonna get for Westbrook if they move him that can help him? Who are they gonna get that can help? And so I'm almost of the opinion they need to find a way to make this work.
Asking a guy, TJ, to you don't trade for a guy who's that cemented in his career and you know, plays a certain way, and then get him and say, okay, now we need you to do something different. I just think that's a mistake.
He's not going to play any different.
Right.
And when LeBron isn't playing, I truly felt like that's when Westbrook could be at his best. When LeBron was injured, Westbrook can carry us, him and AD, but that wasn't the case. And so LeBron goes out. They're losing games to teams. They're about over 20 points against Oklahoma City. Lose.
Right.
You can't lose those type of games. And those are the games where, okay, LeBron can't play. Westbrook and AD, y'all got to carry us. They weren't doing that. They played Milwaukee. Giannis and AD are very similar. Giannis just has that dog in him and AD doesn't.
Right.
And so when you look at it, I don't know who you can get for Westbrook that will help the team when you could have Buddy Hield instead of Westbrook prior to the season starting. Who's going to trade for Westbrook and pay him what he's owed?
I don't know, but I've seen players get moved. I'm with you because I'm like the same way. Like, he's been on three teams the last 3 years, right? I mean, like, who's going to say, oh, yeah, Westbrook will be the guy for us? But then again, they were able to move him to Washington. You know, like, you just never know. Or a team needs something or needs a draw.
I mean, if you put Westbrook on a team where he can have the ball, he has shooters around him because he's ball dominant. If you can put him on a team that has some shooters, that team is going to be successful because he's going to pound the ball. He's going to get a layup or he's going to get somebody a shot.
Right.
He can be effective on the right team.
But that's the question. Did they miscalculate? How could you miscalculate this so much or expect Westbrook to do something else? He needs the basketball. He's not a shooter.
I think they felt like, oh, it's an all-star game. You know, we got a lot of good players. We're going to win. It works if guys play defense. You got to play deep. They're not playing no defense, Rob. Like, everybody they're playing is putting up over 100.
They're putting up, like, at one stretch, they were averaging giving up 115 points a game. What game you winning in the NBA with that?
You look at the best teams in the NBA with the best records, and then look at their defensive efficiency. Just look at that. It tells you the reason they're winning is because they play tough. You watch how Golden State, Draymond will help. He'll go help somebody else. He'll go help somebody else. And then he'll box out and grab the rebound. Right. Nobody on the Lakers is playing that hard and doing those type of things. Just watch them play. And it's not just Draymond. The entire team, the guy gets beat off the dribble. They're going to help. Somebody's going to help them because now – and they just rotate and they still get a body on the guy when the shot goes up to box him out. They get the rebound and let's go play offense. They play the way you're supposed to play. And, again, the Lakers, you don't have to – all the blame doesn't go on Westbrook.
No, not at all.
Because he's done some good things with the Lakers, but he needs a ball. LeBron needs a ball. I believe everybody will say, oh, LeBron's going to get the ball. And so there's just – it's only one ball.
This is going to be interesting as it plays out because they didn't put this team together to make the playoffs. This is about trying to win a championship. Am I right?
Rams, this right. ain't a – oh, we got the Lakers now. The Lakers is championship or bust.
Yep. It's about winning a championship. And speaking of trying to win a championship, Jim Harbaugh was brought to Michigan to win a championship. He can't even beat Ohio State. They got a big game tomorrow. We're going to talk about that, talk about Jim Harbaugh's future. Does he have to win this game to save face, to save his legacy and name? We'll do that and much more. The final hour of The Odd Couple is coming up on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.